السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
A lot of you are mismatching today. This is crazy. So who in the world will wear different socks?
Me.
Me too. And the clothes? Blue, red, and green. Who would do that? It's crazy. That's me too, you see? Crazy. But anyway, inshallah, tomorrow, I'm not gonna be here. We have a meeting with the principal and the sister, the vice principal. We have a meeting outside, so I'm not gonna be here. I'm gonna answer your questions next week, inshallah. So today is the last episode of Jannah. In the past, even in the Quran, when it talks about Jannah and people will have rivers and all these different things, the people of Mecca would make fun of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and say that this is magic and this is nonsense, it's crazy, it's not gonna happen. Because they couldn't believe that someone would come from the dead and stand for judgment and go to Jannah or hell, walayadu billah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes this claim in many places in the Quran, and He says that raising people from the dead is easy for Him, is as easy for Him as raising the earth from the dead. Like when you see the earth, sand or dust, and when the rain comes and the plants start to grow. In our time, a lot of people also think that this idea of Jannah and afterlife is a crazy thing. They say, you go to Jannah and you see all the rivers and you see, you know, all the things about Jannah that are mentioned in the Quran. And even in our time, you see that some of the things that are mentioned in the Quran are possible in our time. Say for example, when it talks about Jannah, it is not going to be cold or hot. لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْهَرِيرًا. We see the same thing now. Yes, we live in Canada in December and January when it is minus 30, minus 40 in some places, Yellowknife, Edmonton. And people are sitting in their homes are air conditioned. They don't have this problem. In the summertime, June, July, when it is scorching outside, it's very hot, your house is air conditioned, you don't feel this problem anymore. If we are able to do it, do you think Allah is able to do it in Jannah?
Of course.
It says in Jannah, جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ مُفَتَّحَةً لَهُمُ الْأَبْوَابِ. In Tafsir, they say the word مُفَتَّحَةً, it means that the doors will open automatically. مُفَتَّحَةً. They will open on their own. Now when you walk into the store, you see the doors always open, right? Automatic doors. Same thing. When it talks about rivers in Jannah gushing, and you see rivers of milk, then you see rivers of honey, rivers of water, and so on and so forth. So people think, how come that this thing will happen? Like they come from the same place and you see different things. Honey, milk, water. You go to some of the restaurants, you go to McDonald's, you go to other places. I'm not saying you should go. But all I'm saying is, you go to some of these stores, they have the machine, and you see soda, you see Fanta, you see juice, you see water, and ice, all coming from the same machine. Right? If we are able to do it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do it. Also, we know that in Jannah, if you want to go to some place, you want to go to one of the prophets and talk to them, then all you need to do is just think about moving from one place to another and you will be there. 500 years ago, or even 150 years ago, if you told someone that the day will come, you'll be able to move from Mecca and go to Toronto the same day, people will think you are crazy, you lost your mind. Because if you go by ship, it would take at least 2-3 weeks, a month, right? But now you can take the direct flight from Saudiya or from Cairo, from Turkey or any other place and come to Canada the same day. If you told someone 150 years ago that you would be sitting in one place, say in Mississauga for example, and you can watch a soccer game in China or the Olympics in Rio in real time, live, people will think you lost your mind. It is not possible, right? But now here we are. You have your cell phone, they have YouTube, and you can watch live broadcasts. If we are able to do things like this, do you think Allah will be able to do things like this in Jannah?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Again, even in our standards, some of these things that a lot of people who lived in the past think were impossible, now are possible. But still some atheists, for example, they think that life after death is a joke, it's not going to happen. And the easiest way to explain this, I have 2 minutes, I'm going to give you a very good example, is to compare the life or the quality of life in the womb of our mothers to this world, now we are here, and you compare this, our life in dunya, to Jannah. It's the same idea, to make it easy for you. There are two twins. They're in the belly of their mom, in their tummy, in her tummy. Two twins. Let's assume Mustafa 1 and Mustafa 2. So Mustafa 1 is Muslim, he's a believer in Jannah, in Akhirah, and good things will happen in Jannah. Then you have Mustafa 2, who is an atheist, he doesn't believe in afterlife, no judgment, no Jannah, no Jahannam, nothing. So Mustafa 1, who is a believer, says, listen Mustafa 2, now imagine this is all happening inside the belly of the mom, inside the uterus, inside, right? Two twins. They're attached to their mom by the umbilical cord. They're twins. So Mustafa 1 says to Mustafa 2, who is an atheist, do you believe in life after birth? So Mustafa 2 says, life after birth? This is crazy. There's no such thing as life after birth. Once we're born, we're dead. This is the end for us. Now, Mustafa number 1 says, no, I believe that there is something, there is another life after birth. We'll be able to walk, we'll be able to eat, and there will be light. We have darkness here, but there will be light wherever we are going after birth. So Mustafa number 2 says, you lost your mind. Life after birth? We're going to eat, we don't have teeth. You're going to see light, it's all dark. You're going to walk with these flimsy legs? We're not going to be able to walk. So Mustafa number 1 says, no, it's possible, I have a feeling that this will happen. Mustafa 2 says, no, it's not possible, because even if we get out and we survive, we can't go far because our umbilical cords are too short, we can't go anywhere. Doesn't make sense. Mustafa 1 says, no, it is possible, because when we leave this world, this small tummy of our mom, our mother will take care of us. Mustafa 2 said, you lost your mind. Do you believe in the existence of the mother? Mothers don't exist. He's still inside, right? So Mustafa 2 says, mothers don't exist. You lost your mind, because we have never seen the mother. We have never hugged the mother. So mothers don't exist. So Mustafa 1 says, no, moms exist. They will take care of us. So Mustafa 2 says, you lost your mind. Mothers don't exist. We have never seen them. We have never spoken to them. We don't see them, we don't touch them, they don't exist. Mustafa 1 says, no. Yes, we haven't seen our mother, we haven't touched her, we've spoken to her, we haven't hugged her. All you need to do is just shut up and listen to her heartbeats. If you just stay quiet and listen to our heartbeats, you will know that our mother exists and she is going to take care of us after we are born. So this is basically the argument I would like to give to someone who denies that there's an afterlife. that God doesn't exist, that there's no Jannah, because we have never seen Jannah, we have never seen Allah, so it doesn't make sense, right? So again, the quality of life in Jannah compared to this world is just like the quality of life in the womb of our mothers compared to this world. Very different, totally different. I hope that this example makes sense. And we'll hope to see you next week, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and your families and give you success and tawfiq and a good health and a good life. Ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.